CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis used part of today's State of the State address to discuss cutting taxes and fees as Colorado's economy approaches year three of the pandemic.
So my new version of Paul Simon's lyrics goes a little something like this. Just cut the tax, Max. You lower the rate, Nate. You don't need to pay more, Thor. Just send your kids for free to preschool and kindergarten.
"50 Ways to Leave Your Lover." Both Republicans and Democrats say they will prioritize the cost of living and community safety during this year's legislative session. Colorado Republicans are reacting skeptically to the governor's speech. Polis made saving Coloradans money the focus of his address, pledging that his administration has identified 50 specific ways to do that. But Republican Representative Colin Larson said this effort is just spin ahead of the upcoming election.
It's comical to watch him try to run as a moderate Republican now and hide from the record that he's built up over 3 years. You know, we'll see if he puts any of these things into actual action, but I'm pretty skeptical.
Republicans argue Democratic policies have contributed to Colorado's high cost of living. Meanwhile, Democrats blame pandemic disruptions and an out-of-balance housing market. The King Soopers strike that affected dozens of grocery stores around the Denver area is in its second day. Customers should expect disruptions and delays at those stores, including reduced hours for pharmacies. King Soopers employees are demanding safer work conditions and higher pay. A list of affected stores can be found at cpr.org. In Denver, it's 52 degrees and cloudy. In Meeker, it's 30 degrees. This is CPR News.